This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 23 people dead after a horrific accident involving the Mexico City subway system. Part of a subway overpass collapsed and sent a train car plunging toward a busy street. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Hundreds of police officers and firefighters cordoned off the scene as desperate family and friends of people believed to be on the train gathered outside. Oscar Lopez was searching for his friend Adriana Salas. 6 months pregnant, she was riding the subway home from work when her phone stopped answering around the time of the accident.
Julie Walker reporting. Mexico City's mayor says a support beam gave way as the train passed over it, causing the deadly accident. She says people could still be trapped inside the train. Millions of people living in the South will likely see more severe weather today. Tornadoes slammed into parts of the South on Sunday night and Monday. Today, there may be tornadoes, hail, and high winds, say forecasters. The areas most at risk today, parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, as well as corners of Arkansas and Georgia. Powerful winds from what may have been a tornado flipped over several tractor trailers on a Texas interstate. At least three large trucks toppled on the interstate south of Dallas. Several people taken to the hospital. There is some good news.
States across the U.S. are dropping capacity limits. Air travel is on the rise, and a sense of normalcy is returning after a year of pandemic shutdowns. But vaccinations are leveling off as well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the average number of COVID-19 vaccine doses administered fell 27% from a high of 3.2 million on April 11th to 2.37 million last Tuesday.
The AP's Mike Gracia reporting. This is AP News. Now to London and talks about democracy.
Foreign ministers from the group of seven wealthy industrialized nations are gathering in London, their first face-to-face meeting in more than 2 years, to grapple with threats to health, prosperity, and democracy. Host country Britain has warned that the increasingly aggressive activities of Russia, China, and Iran pose a challenge to democratic societies and the international rule of law. Top diplomats from the UK, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan are holding 2 days of talks with an agenda that includes the Tigray crisis in Ethiopia and the precarious situation in Afghanistan, where US troops and their NATO allies are winding down a two-decade deployment. Zaria Shackley, London.
The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield, Illinois is offering free admission to those vaccinated against COVID-19. You'll have to show your vaccination card. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.